Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you? Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you? Customer, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you.
Yes. Hi, my name is Dennis Mills.
Hi, Mr. Mills.
Hi. I've got a charge on my credit card, and I'm trying to find out what it's for.
Okay. Can you provide me with your address for security purposes?
My address? Oh, okay. Is 309 East Catherine Street, Milford, Indiana. Zip code 46542.
Thank you so much for that, Mr. Mills. So I do see here that you have a fuel saver with a with discountshoppingstore.com. Now it looks like the
Yeah, I remember paying the shipping on that. Yeah, it was supposed to be free.
Yes, sir, it was a free gift.
Yeah. Right, and then later on down then I see another charge for $49.97 from this Perfect Energy as well. What was that? What's that $49.95 for?
All right, can you repeat that for me one more time, please?
The first charge is for $7.45 for the energy saver. And then later on down on 1-3, I show another charge from Perfect Energy for $49.97. And I'm just wondering what the $49.97 is for.
Okay, so what occurred here, as I stated, that you got the fuel saver from the discount shopping store. Now, the fuel saver itself was actually free. However, if you did not decline the offer if you didn't decline the offer at the point of sale or cancel it, within the first 48 hours, then you are automatically into the monthly subscription where you're charged, where you're charged to $49.97. However, with that monthly subscription, you will receive a $125 voucher every month to the discount shopping store.
Okay. I had no idea what... I usually decline. I keep declining, till it finally goes through.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know I signed up for anything. So, I would
now
like
we do
to
send the
reserve.
Confirmation. We do send the confirmation email, to you whenever it is. Whenever, for one, the terms and conditions are submitted, as well as when those charges are charged to the account. Unfortunately, all sales are final with monthly subscriptions, but what I can do is go ahead and get the account canceled so that you do not receive any more charges going forward.
Yes, please cancel it.
All right, bear with me one moment, Mr. Mills, and I'll go ahead and get you canceled, okay?
Yep.
I'm just about done.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yeah, there haven't been any other fees charged on this, correct?
No, sir. You wouldn't get charged anything else, and you haven't been charged anything else other than the shipping and handling. Ooh. Excuse me.
There's no way you can reverse the $49.97.
Okay, I can't reverse the $49.97. What I can do is give you our courtesy discount of 35%.
35. You mean so you deduct 35% off of the
$49.97? Yes, sir.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and go with it?
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Because I mean, I didn't know I was off. You know, was signing up for anything. I thought I had declined, you know, all the other offers, and so I had no idea what this was.
Okay, bear on me one moment. I'm just about done.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled as well as that refund issued back to the account.
Okay, how much was the refund?
Okay, so the 35%, hold on because I got to go back to it, I'm sorry. Okay, so 35% was of the $49.97 was actually $17.48. Now with that refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account. But I did go ahead and submit everything on my end for you today. You are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming both the cancellation of your account as well as the refund back to your account.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And we do want to thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.